Today is Friday, the 4th of April, in the fourth week of Lent. The sons of Korah perform a setting of Psalm 128. Blessed is the one who fears the Lord.
Blessed is the one who fears the Lord, the one who walks in the Lord's ways. You will lead the fruit, your labor. Blessings will be yours. The Lord will make you rich indeed. Your wife will be a fruitful vine, and your children like olive plants. All your children.
Today's reading is from the Gospel of John.
Jesus went about in Galilee. He did not wish to go about in Judea because the Jews were looking for an opportunity to kill him. Now the Jewish festival of Booths was near. But after his brothers had gone to the festival, then he also went, not publicly, but as it were, in secret. Now some of the people of Jerusalem were saying, "Is not this the man whom they're trying to kill? And here he is, speaking openly, but they say nothing to him. Can it be that the authorities really know that this is the Messiah? Yet we know where this man is from. But when the Messiah comes, no one will know where he's from." Then Jesus cried out as he was teaching in the temple, "You know me and you know where I am from. I have not come on my own, but the one who sent me is true, and you do not know him. I know him because I am from him, and he sent me." Then they tried to arrest him, but no one laid hands on him, because his hour had not yet come.
Many of the readings we've reflected on recently have shown us the problems Jesus encountered in his life and ministry, and in particular, the negative reaction he experienced from those in positions of power. In the Gospel today, we encounter a different problem. The fact that Jesus was surrounded by people apparently unable, or perhaps more accurately unwilling, to acknowledge fully who and what he was. This is a problem for so many in today's world. Is it a problem for you? Who is Jesus to you? Think of the passage in Matthew's Gospel where Jesus asks the disciples, "But who do you say that I am?" How would you answer that question today? Often people find themselves unable to take the final step of faith, in which, like Peter, we can say to Jesus, "You are the Messiah, the Son of God." Is there anyone known to you struggling with their faith at the moment? Pray that whatever uncertainties there are may be laid to rest. As you listen again, place yourself in the position of the crowd. Try and understand the confusion they felt. Is that similar to the confusion you sometimes feel? Or that someone you know feels?
Jesus went about in Galilee. He did not wish to go about in Judea because the Jews were looking for an opportunity to kill him. Now the Jewish festival of booths was near. But after his brothers had gone to the festival, then he also went, not publicly, but as it were, in secret. Now some of the people of Jerusalem were saying, "Is not this the man whom they're trying to kill? And here he is, speaking openly, but they say nothing to him." Can it be that the authorities really know that this is the Messiah? Yet we know where this man is from. But when the Messiah comes, no one will know where he's from. Then Jesus cried out as he was teaching in the temple, "You know me and you know where I am from. I have not come on my own. But the one who sent me is true, and you do not know him. I know him, because I am from him, and he sent me." Then they tried to arrest him, but no one laid hands on him, because his hour had not yet come.
Holy Week is getting closer, and throughout Lent, Jesus continues to ask us who we think he is. As he washes the disciples' feet, as he hangs upon the cross, and as he bursts forth from the tomb. Spend the last few moments of prayer answering honestly who you think Jesus is. You might want to dedicate yourself to continuing to answer this question later in your day or over the next week. Glory be to the Father,
and to the Son,
and to the Holy Spirit,
as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be,
world without end.
Amen.